The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. And of course, a very special welcome to our listeners on 104.5 FM. Yeah, the little brother, the little sister becomes the big brother, the big sister. What do I mean by that? Well, we have two signals. We have an AM signal, which is 880 AM. Now, that's a very, very powerful signal. Then we have an FM signal, 104.5 FM. It's not quite as powerful as the AM signals. We got a big brother, little brother, big brother, little sister, you know, whatever. Well, at 5 o'clock in November and December, our AM signal signs off, shuts down, goes away. So what we have left are you folks, very, very, very important FM listeners on 104.5 FM. And, of course, many of you are listening on streaming audio. On your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your phone, or your personal device, your Amazon Echo or Google Home or whatever, whoever you are and wherever you are, I am so grateful that you're listening. Thank you so very, very much for spending time with us this afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. David Limbaugh was just talking about the insanity of the left. Well, here's another illustration. This is up in the state of Maryland. Germantown, Maryland, to be exact. Yeah, you think of Maryland as being somewhat liberal, but they have a Republican governor. But a lot of the towns, municipalities around Maryland are controlled by the left. All right, here's the story. Germantown, Maryland. A resident of Germantown, Maryland, with his small son, made a beautiful wood American flag. Now, what makes it unusual is it is black and white. It's not red, white, and blue. It's black and white. I'm looking at a picture of it. It's very nicely done. There are the stars. There are the stripes. And it's black and white, except the stripe just below the stars is blue. Now, what this gentleman did, his name is James Shelton. He wanted to give this as a gift to the local police department in Germantown, Maryland, in honor of National First Responders Day. So he and his son go to the police station. They have a little ceremony out in front of the police station where James Shelton and his little boy present this flag, this wood flag, to the police. And the plan is they're going to hang it in the lobby of the police station. You know, Blue Lives Matter, the blue line on the flag. Well, it was all fine and dandy until the picture appeared in the local newspaper. When the picture appeared in the local newspaper, a Democratic city councilman demanded that it be removed. Yeah, he demanded that it be removed because it was divisive. Yeah. Quote, when pictures were posted to Facebook of the Montgomery County Police Department, some members of the community, particularly the city councilman, took umbrage at the symbolism. He noted that the blue line must be a reference to the Blue Lives Matter movement, which is considered in some circles to be racially tinged. Blue Lives Matter? Racially tinged? Now, those of us who live in Westerville just had to, in part, relive the horrific shooting of two of our police officers. And there were blue flags, blue ribbons, blue bows, blue light bulbs. The entire city of Westerville turned blue. When that happened, I was actually over in Indiana doing a conference. And I got back. That happened on Saturday morning. When I got back on Sunday night, Joy and I wanted to go get some blue light bulbs to put in our porch lights. Gone. There was not a blue light bulb to be found anywhere in the city of Westerville. We took a chance. We hopped in the car, drove all the way over to Menards in Lewis Center. They had one blue light bulb left, and we grabbed it, took it back, and proudly displayed our blue light bulb. Had nothing to do with a race. Had absolutely nothing to do with a race. We were supporting our local police, the first responders. Well, because of this one liberal leftist city councilman and a few others, there was this demand that the flag, this wood flag, be taken down from the lobby of the police station. Well, the governor of Maryland, who is a Republican, released an official statement saying, quote, he is offended and disgusted by a Democratic leader's decision to forbid a local police station from displaying a thin blue line flag because it was described by divisive, as divisive by some members of the community. But it didn't end there. The governor of Maryland actually traveled to this town, Germantown, Maryland, and proudly posed with the flag. And he released this statement. The flag provides a symbol of support to some, but it is a symbol. Whoops, no. Pardon me. This is what the Democratic city councilman released. He said this. The flag provides a symbol of support to some, but it is a symbol of dismissiveness to others. Because it is divisive, the flag will not be posted at the 5th District nor in any public space within the police department. Well, the battle continues there in Maryland, and the governor of Maryland has gotten himself in the middle of this. This is going to be interesting. We got a city councilman demanding that the flag be taken down. We have the governor of the state of Maryland saying it better stay up. We'll keep an eye on that. But as David Limbaugh was saying, a common theme from the liberal left is to divide us, not unite us. Turn citizens against the police against citizens. Can't allow that to happen. We can't. You're listening to Bob Rady Live. Quick break. We'll return.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bombardier Live. It's about 21 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're going to go to the phones and talk to Craig in Mount Gilead. Hey, Craig, welcome. How are you today?
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Craig, I am well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I called to, I wanted to respond to that last story you did about the flag.
Okay, now I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
How are you listening to the program?
I'm listening on my phone.
Aha! That's exactly what Aaron, my producer, said. Says he's listening on his phone. Of course he is. I was just curious.
Are you getting feedback?
No, I'm not. I am waiting for you to give me feedback on the flag story.
Okay. I'm sorry, because I'm actually getting a little bit of feedback through my Bluetooth, but I'll do my best here.
Well, it sounds good on this end.
Okay, great. So about the flag, I'm taking a slightly different bent here because I have a big issue about any group or organization or cause that does things with the American flag, whether it's the LGBTQRS community that has a rainbow flag, or whether it's the folks that support the police that have the blue stripe on the flag. See, I grew up as a Boy Scout, and part of the Boy Scouts is you get all this training on all the protocol for how the American flag is supposed to be treated and handled and displayed and all that.
Yeah.
And I just personally have a problem when anybody, I don't care what their cause is, makes changes to the American flag.
Okay. What about using the Betsy Ross flag?
Well, if you use the Betsy Ross flag as part of a shoe or part of a T-shirt, or something like that, I don't have a problem with it because you're not making any changes to it.
You're not altering
it anyway. You're not altering the flag. But when you take the flag itself and you alter it, changing the colors or whatever, I have a problem with that.
Okay. And I understand that. When it comes to the flag, and I don't mean this in a derogatory manner, you are a purist when it comes to the flag.
Yes, I am. I would be the first to tell you, based on my training in the Boy Scouts, I am a 100% purist.
Okay. Now, and this is an honest question. I have a shirt, and I've had it for many, many years, and it's still in great shape because I don't wear it that often. But every time I wear it, I get tons and tons of comments. It has kind of the American flag draped around the shirt. And then in a place, it's got an eagle, and it is not an American flag. There are stars, there are stripes, and it's not a caricature, but I can't think of the word that I want. But would you have a problem with that shirt? And that's an honest question.
No. And my answer is no, I would not have a problem with that because it's too much different. It's not the exact flag, and
okay.
We've only just changed colors. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of stylized, but no, it is
right.
not meant to be an American flag. Okay.
Right.
All right. Now, I was not in the Boy Scouts. I was in the Cub Scouts for a short time. But as far as you know, are there federal laws about altering the flag? Is it illegal, or to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, I can't say because it was so long ago. You know, I remember all the specifics about what you can do and can't do and shouldn't do and how you do this and how you do that. But I can't really tell you what and if anything was actually illegal.
All right. We have a flag that we have displayed that was printed, or it was produced after 9/11. It is a standard American flag with the stripes, but superimposed over the field of stars are the Twin Towers. Actually, on an American flag, superimposed over the field of stars. Would you have a problem with that?
Yes, I actually would. I mean, as a patriotic individual, my feelings about 9/11 are probably the same as yours.
Sure, sure.
But I just get back to the whole flag thing.
All right. So back to this case in Maryland. You don't think, and I know you support the police, and I know you support America, and I know you love the flag. You do not believe that a blue stripe should be added to the American flag simply because it detracts from the real flag. Correct?
Right. I agree. Blue stripe should not be added to the flag because it represents a something else that's not the flag.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. I appreciate that, Craig, and I'm going to have to chew on that. I'm going to have to think about it.